not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or 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 not?
John, listener Brian. Technically listener underscore Brian, if you get my drift, wants to know where you... Okay, so on ATP, you reviewed a bunch of toaster ovens. Brian wants to know your explanation for the spectrum of devices that we might, say, begin with a toaster, move on to a toaster oven, and then become an oven. Is this hard? What's the difference between a toaster oven, and an oven?
Well, toaster... Maybe we have to set that aside. Toaster is too vague because, I mean, I when we were talking about toaster reviews on my other podcasts, I called the kind where you put a piece of bread in and press a lever down and then it pops up. I called those slot toasters because they have slots on the top of them. Some people just call those plain toasters. But a toaster, it might be a toaster oven and it might be a slot toaster, and you don't really know. And I, basing that on the prevalence of the little Black and Decker toaster from our childhoods, you know, that little one that's a toaster oven, has a little tiny door on it, but it's not that much bigger than a slot toaster, but a lot of people have those things. So toaster
we had one.
Is too vague. So we'll set that aside. Toaster oven, you know, we know what that is. It doesn't have slots. It's got a little, you know, opening and you put stuff inside and it gets hot in there.
It's like a little mini oven that sits on your countertop.
Yeah, the tricky part is when, you know, so you got toaster ovens. Some of them are really big. Like, I see them in the store occasionally. I go to the toaster oven aisle, as you do, and check out the models over there. Some of them,
of course,
get, you know, a couple of them are like, oh, I can fit 4 slices of bread, 6 slices, 9 slices. And then at a certain point, they advertise how much the turkey weighs that you can cook in it. Like, cook a 14-pound turkey.
I like the idea that the increasing slices, I like the idea that there might just be a bin that you could put a whole loaf of bread in, and it'll just, like, suck them in one at a time and toast them and then spit them out the other side.
Those are the conveyor belt ones. We haven't even addressed those, you know?
Oh, I love those. Yeah, you get those. Although, I actually don't love those because they're often misset, so you have to, like, retrieve your piece and then put it in again, and it has to take, like, 4 rides on the roller coaster before it's ready.
Yeah, or, like, 1.5 rides, which is worse.
Oh, yeah, that is worse. You're right. You're right. That is the worst. Can I pluck it before it disappears forever? Probably not. Yeah,
can I chuck it
to the end? so that it only gets the back half. I don't know.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of frisbee skill to get a decent toast out of it. And you would think that you would go by size. Like, after you get above a certain size, it's no longer a toaster oven; it's just a countertop oven of some kind,
right?
And that kind of works, but then you pick how big is the size? Like, how many inches? How many inches deep? How many inches wide? I think you can go with the more sort of operational definition, because, like, the toaster part of them implies that you're able to use it as a toaster in some fashion. Is that the most basic function being, can you make toast? You can make toast in your full-sized oven. It's just a terrible way to make toast.
Sure.
Takes a really long time. The toast would probably be dried out because it takes so long to come up to temperature, and during the time when it's rising up to temperature, you're evaporating water out of the thing, and so it doesn't make good toast. And so I think once you would no longer use the appliance to make toast because it takes too long and does a bad job, even if it's still called a toaster oven, it's not anymore. Now it's just a small oven. And a lot of so-called toaster ovens in the toaster oven aisle are past that size. You would never think to make toast in it. And if you tried to, you'd be very sad because it would take a long time and you'd get terrible toast.
I wonder who uses those. Are those people who don't have an oven?
Yeah, like a countertop. Again, when they're advertising them, you can cook a turkey in it. Maybe you live in an apartment or something and you have a stovetop, but you don't have an oven. Well, buy this, and if you can find room on your counter, now you have some kind of an oven. But it's no longer any good for making toast.
And really, don't roast a turkey in a toaster oven.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Like, if you don't have an oven, it's what you better than the
microwave.
Don't
roast a turkey. Just don't buy a turkey for roasting, saying, well, you know, I've got a tabletop. Just don't do it. Get a smaller cut of meat if you're going to do that.
I think some of those can do a reasonable job, especially the ones that have convection. They have, you know, the little fans inside them.
Right.
Not a turkey, but, like, maybe, you know, a small chicken or a couple of pieces of chicken. They could do a decent job.
I'll go with that. It's just the turkey, that seems extreme. Even if it's a small turkey, that seems extreme to me.
Yeah, maybe just the turkey leg. Put it on the tray and some foil.
Sure. So now, let's go back to the slot toaster. So what you're saying is the toaster is sort of a more general description as far as you're concerned, and the thing that we might call a toaster, a regular toaster, you would say is, you know, let's call it a more descriptive sort of subcategory, which is the slot toaster, where you can push it down and they're in there kind of vertically.
No, but even I have a toaster oven in our house, and we say, go put it in the toaster. We don't say put it in the toaster oven. It's understood what, you know, toaster can apply to either one based on context.
Yeah, I suppose if you had both, then you might, because as somebody who we did have both when I was a kid for at least some of that time, one was the toaster and one was the toaster oven. But if you only have one, you're not going to get the toaster oven confused with something else. They only have the one toaster.
Yep.
I realized the other day, this is a little bit of a sidebar, but my son really likes sourdough bread, and he really loves sourdough toast. And we get these kind of rough artisanal sourdough loaves that are super like long and wide. They're like the pieces are not square. The pieces are like oval or even more extreme than that. And so much so that in our little two slot toaster, for him to toast it, he has to toast the top and then turn it around and then toast the other side.
That's no way to live.
And here's the thing. He's been doing this for years, and I just this weekend had the realization, I should buy one of those four-slot toasters that we used to have, where it's actually too wide.
Cut the bread?
Wide. Well, the wide slots. We used to have a toaster that was a wide slot toaster, and that whole thing would fit in it, and it would solve his whole problem. Oh. And I just am a terrible father and never even thought that we could get a wider toaster for my son's bread.
Well, the real problem is, why don't you get a toaster oven? You can lay those things down flat. They'll fit fine.
I don't know if there's enough time in Robot or not to explain why I don't have a toaster oven, but I honestly, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of it. I have a microwave, an oven, and a slot toaster, we'll say, slot toaster. I don't need anything more than that.
So the thing about the toaster oven is, this is why you need, in addition to all those devices, maybe you can ditch the slot toaster, is that it's for things that would be no good in the microwave. You're not making toast in a microwave, so forget that. So you need something that's going to have like a dry heat, but that you don't want to heat up and don't want to wait for the full-size oven to heat up. And that's a lot of things. Like, for example, leftover pizza for one. Leftover pizza for one, okay. You're not going to wait to warm up your full-size oven. Put it in the toaster oven.
I've totally done that. I have a pizza stone. I put the cold pizza on the pizza stone, put it on 350, wait for it to beep, take it out. It's great.
Yeah, but that takes way too long. It's much faster. Think of the toaster oven as a microwave for your oven. It is a smaller, faster to heat up thing that does the same job as the oven in less time.
I guess what I would say is I've always lived in a relatively small house with a relatively small kitchen, and I've never found the need for the things that a toaster oven is good at to outweigh the convenience and speed of a slot toaster for toasting bread, because toasting bread is by far the thing that gets done the most, and it's very rare that I'm heating up a slice of pizza. You're right. In that case, a toaster oven would be more efficient than my other options, which are microwave the pizza, which I'm not going to do, eat it cold, which I might do, and heat it up in the oven, which I also might do.
All right, well, I think you got plenty of counter space. I've seen your kitchen, but...
Well, it's different now, though, right? I mean, but this is the weight of, like, 15 years living with a kitchen without much counter space, is now I'm kind of allergic to things that sit on countertops, even though we do have the space for a toaster oven. I don't know. Wide-slot toaster, though, is also calling me. I'm intrigued by that idea.
I think I have a good idea for a good Christmas gift for you. If a surprise toaster oven shows up, you should find a home for it.
Well, we can put it on a countertop. There are no robots scampering around out there, so there's room.
That right? The T-Robot needs a friend.
Is it a robot? Robot or not?